Ακούστε περισσότερες συναρπαστικές ιστορίες στα ελληνικά μέσω της εφαρμογής SBS Radio App. Βρείτε την εφαρμογή στο App Store ή στο Google Play.
Well, this exhibition was initially instigated by Phil Hayward. He is one of the three curators, of which I'm one. The other is Rhonda Davis. And it's based at Macquarie University, but it's travelling, and at the moment it's at Cowra Regional Gallery. And what the exhibition tends to look at is the iconography of the mermaid itself across cultural spaces, but it looks at it in regard to the challenges to modernity. If we take the Greek example, and this is Effie's contribution, she looks not only at the ancient idea of the mermaid, the Gorgona, within Greece, but she sees how it has implemented itself within modern Greek society. For instance, there's a mermaid shop in the Plaka that many tourists will be aware of, and how her image is contrasted to, for instance, ecclesiastical images. And there are statements being made here. The mermaid, or the Gorgona, is used as a metaphor to remind us of particular values. And she even harks back to, for instance, the legend of Thessaloniki, the sister of Alexander the Great, whereby she had spilt elements from the fountain of youth, a liquid, on her hair. And when she found out that Alexander had passed away, she threw herself into the sea, but of course she couldn't die. So she became a mermaid. And then when ships were travelling past Chalkidiki, she would ask the captains, "How is Alexander? Does he still live?" If they answered, "No, I'm sorry, but he's no longer with us," she would take that vessel down to the bottom of the ocean. So that is indicating to us you should consider what your answer is going to be to any particular question. So it's a moral tale. And these type of things come out in the images. She utilizes historical images as well as contemporary images. She did a tour, for instance, of the east coast of the Peloponnese, and she was trying to locate a Gorgona along that coast in terms of a mythical presence, and she utilised various images which she placed into the sea at particular points like Naplio, Monemvasia and so on. And so she photographed those contemporary images within a historical context, if that makes sense. And she's also associated that with historical tradition of how the iconography of the mermaid developed within Greece itself.
And what can you tell us about the second exhibition? This one is titled Clement Meadmore, The Art of Mid-Century Design.
Clem Meadmore was a sculptor who became internationally renowned during the 70s and the 80s, and he went across to the United States and became recognised. And Leonard French was a very well-recognised Australian artist here. But when Ion Nikolaidis started developing the Legend Cafe in the mid-1950s, he commissioned those two artists to undertake work in the design of it. Clem Meadmore did the overall design, and Leonard French did the famous murals. Now, what Effie has contributed to that is she's gone through our archives, which is one of the largest in the country on Greek Australians, and she sourced historical images for the two curators who are based at Melbourne University. It's the Ian Potter Art Gallery within Melbourne University. And she supplied them with information as well as these images. And these are incredible images because they've been blown up to mural size. So they're across walls. People feel as if they're walking into these particular spaces. And they're counterbalanced with furnishings that the curators of the show have been able to pick up from various areas around Melbourne because they are collector's items at the moment, like chairs and lighting, for instance.
And the last exhibition that Effie has been working on is the photo exhibition called Greek Australians. Now, this one is located in the Australian Embassy in Athens, correct?
That's correct. The Australian Embassy has moved offices and they're in a new building now, and so they wanted to really have something. That's the Ambassador Kate Logan, wanted to have something which was unique. And she knew about Effie's work. And so what Effie has done is she has selected contemporary images with various narratives. And there's one historical image there, which is Welcome to Australia. It's a famous image of an individual within a cutout space of Australia that was taken in 1922. But the stories really set off the images. The images themselves are beautiful. They're very large and they're on a massive scale. So when individuals, as soon as they walk into the new embassy facility, they will see this particular exhibition. And at the moment, we've been told, because it's up already, that people have been enthralled and people have been coming back to read the various narratives associated with the images. And they're stories about people's lives, for instance. Fanny Koustas, who is the mother of Mary Koustas, and most people would know her as the character Effie, she's in there telling her story and telling the story about her kids, both of them. There's also Angelo Loukakis, for instance, the writer, and he's telling his story about his parents and about their struggle within Australia and why he became a writer. You also have Justice Krista Lucas-Carrison, for instance, who is a Supreme Court judge in Canberra, and she indicates quite clearly why she went into the law. And there's a very dark side to that in terms of the negativity that she felt even at school growing up within Australia and why she felt there was a need for a sense of justice. So they're the type of stories associated with these images that Effie has taken of these particular individuals. And bear in mind, Effie has been recognised as one of the most outstanding portrait photographers in the country. So when people go into the embassy, they will certainly see something worth seeing.
One last question. What should the people that go to these exhibitions expect? What will they experience?
They will see the depth of the Greek presence. They will see the contemporary association of Hellenism in regard to using its ancient roots but placing it within a modern contemporary setting. That's in all of these exhibitions. They'll see the importance of Hellenism in terms of its expansion into other cultures, other ideas, and in regard to enterprise. These are the things that are embodied within Hellenism. They really make a mark. In terms of Greeks, the global diaspora, they make a mark wherever they go. And that's one of the things that, for me, comes out of all three of these exhibitions.
Ήταν ένα podcast του ελληνικού προγράμματος της ραδιοφωνίας SBS. Ακούστε επίσης το podcast «Πολλές φωνές, μία καρδιά» που σας ταξιδεύει με τις ιστορίες Ελλήνων της Διασποράς. Βρείτε το στα Apple Podcasts, στα Google Podcasts και στην εφαρμογή SBS Radio App.